Okay, so, wow, this week's deep dive. We're going deep into AI. I mean, really deep. The amount of stuff happening right now is insane.
It really is. It's like every day there's something new. It's hard to even keep up with it.
Exactly. And you sent me this huge pile of articles and announcements, even like those weird cryptic tweets that like only AI experts
Yeah,
understand.
well, we're gonna try to break it all down for you, so.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. First off, there's a lot happening with the chips that actually power all this AI stuff. Like, did you see NVIDIA just replaced Intel in the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. It kind of shows how dominant NVIDIA's become in AI, with their chips. But even they are saying there's not enough. Like, OpenAI CEO said they're actually delayed on stuff because they just can't get enough of these super powerful chips to build and train their models.
Wow, so even with NVIDIA like leading the pack, it's still not enough.
Not even close. I mean, these advanced AI models, they just eat up processing power like crazy. It could actually slow down the whole field if they can't get more chips.
Huh, so that's a big bottleneck right there, chip manufacturing. And it's not just NVIDIA, right? Like, Intel's trying to get back in the game with their Gaudi chips.
Yeah, but from what I've seen, they're still way behind. Not just NVIDIA, but also AMD. It's going to be a crazy race to see who comes out on top.
Absolutely. And speaking of competition, Google and OpenAI are going head to head with their search engines. I mean, OpenAI just straight up launched ChatGPT search, going right after Google.
It's like they threw down the gauntlet. But Google's not backing down. They're putting AI right into their search results. They even came out with their own version of Perplexity called LearnAbout.
Okay, so it's a full-on search engine war now.
It's shaping up that way, and I think it's going to change how we look for information for like imagine instead of just a list of links, you're having a conversation with an AI that actually understands what you're looking for.
It's both exciting and kind of scary at the same time.
Totally agree. It's a bit unnerving. And speaking of exciting and unnerving, AI is getting a lot more sensible, I guess you could say.
Sensible. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not just about text and code anymore. AI is starting to interact with the world, like through sight and touch.
Yeah, like Anthropic's Claude 3.5 Sonnet can actually analyze images inside PDFs now. So it's not just reading the text, it's understanding the pictures too.
It's wild. And Meta, they made this robot hand that can actually feel things. Like it has touch sensors that mimic how humans
Oh,
feel.
and then there's that thing where scientists used AI to like rebuild this old photo.
Right. They took a 134-year-old photo of this damaged temple relief and used AI to turn it into a 3D model.
Crazy. So it's like AI is developing its own senses now.
It kind of feels that way, right? Makes you wonder what's next. And we keep hearing about agentic AI, especially with stuff like Amazon CEO hinting at a much more powerful Alexa, and then Microsoft and Claude, they're both working on autonomous AI agents. What do you think all that means?
Well, from what I understand, agentic AI basically means AI that can do things for us, not just respond to our commands. Like, it's not just setting an alarm, it's maybe negotiating a cheaper price on a flight or figuring out the best time to order groceries.
Exactly, like a super-powered personal assistant that actually makes decisions, which is pretty convenient, but there's a lot of questions too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, how do we know these AI agents will do what we want, not just what they think is best? And how much control do we really want to give them? What happens when they make a mistake? Who's responsible for that?
Those are all huge questions, and honestly, we need to figure them out fast.
We do, because things are moving so fast. Runway came out with new AI-powered camera controls for 3D video, and then there was that big breakthrough in quantum computing, all thanks to machine learning.
Yeah, those are two areas where AI could really change everything. With AI-powered 3D video, imagine being able to step inside a movie or like experience a historical event.
Okay, that is seriously sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
And quantum computing. I mean, I barely understand it, but I know it's supposed to solve problems that regular computers can't even touch.
Totally. It could be used for everything from developing new medicine to creating completely new materials, things we can't even imagine right now.
It's almost too much to process, and we haven't even gotten to all the smaller but still important stuff.
So much happening. Google Maps is getting all these new AI features thanks to their Gemini AI. And scientists created a drone that basically works like a nervous system. It's crazy.
And then there's all the stuff about AI crawlers. Apparently, almost 90% of them are coming from TikTok or ByteDance. Perplexity launched an election tracker, and their own version of a retrieval augmented generation system called Spaces Even GitHub came out with their own new system called Spark.
Seriously, it's insane how much happens in just 1 week.
My brain is officially fried. I need to go lie down.
I know, right? It's a lot to take in, but I think that's exactly why it's so important to stay informed. This isn't just some far-off future technology anymore. AI is here, it's evolving fast, and it's affecting every part of our lives.
So what do you think, after hearing all of this, what's the thing that excites you most about the future of AI? And what about the things that worry you? It's not just about the technology, it's about how this is going to change society.
For sure.
We really want to hear what you think, so please reach out and share your thoughts. And make sure you join us next week for another deep dive into a new topic. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss it. See you then.